So I this radio hobby, I'm so new to it, I feel like, and there's so much to learn that I was in such a rush to get everything set up so I had the ability to plug it in and play with it and learn it. And what I'm discovering is that there's more and more that I don't know about the hobby. And so like, and the way my brain works, I take like a shotgun approach to like learning something, and so I make a little bit of progress here, then I might hit a roadblock, and then I'll change and I'll learn something else new until it starts to get difficult. But then I start working my way back on those things that I was stuck on before, and I end up making breakthroughs on them. So to be quite honest, on the HF front, I unplugged the antenna because it was lightning out, like, but that was almost 2 weeks ago, and I haven't plugged it back in since. Am I interested in making HF contacts? Absolutely. And I was thinking about experimenting with FT8 as well. I did make a contact down in like Tennessee way back when, just to make sure that the radio was working, but I haven't just sat down and used the darn thing is what I haven't. I just haven't done it because I'm usually busy doing something else. But yes, the short answer to your question is yes. This is KFA-EDQ. Back to you.
The reason why I bring that up, Mike, is that I've always been decent about getting things logged, but for years and years and years, I just did a paper log. And then a few years back, well, quite a few years now, I got started on AC log and 3FJP's logging program. And it took me months and months and months to switch all the written logs into computer logs. And then I kind of got interested in worked all states awards and DXCC awards and so on and so forth. And then I took a while, but got into the logbook of the world. And if you get started early, get all those contacts on a computer log and keep them backed up, and then maybe work at getting on the logbook of the world, and then some. And I know you talked about all these different things that you're doing, and that's really neat. That's cool stuff. But if you do get interested in chasing paper, as some people call it, to get awards, it'll be much easier to do. So, okay, real good, Mike. Always a pleasure talking to you new guys. Okay, let's see. Doug was in and out at the bottom of the list. Anybody else like to join us for tonight's Sunday Night Net?